I just came here for study, only for study. But when I came here, I disappointed.
এটা অবশ্যই বাংলাদেশের বস্তি কি বাংলাদেশের বস্তির যে ডাস্টবিনগুলো থাকে পাশে ওইগুলোর চেয়ে একটা খারাপ অবস্থার মধ্যে মানুষ কারণ
These are college students, but they're also victims of a human trafficking network.
Easy and quick money is Bangladesh. Bring 200, 300 students that don't your money come already there.
It's a network that stretches from Malaysia to Bangladesh and robs students of their money and education.
These agents all around Bangladesh is taking advantage of students' innocence.
We're about to meet Simon, a college student from Bangladesh. But to meet him, we had to drive to a construction site.
Malaysian as a college?
No, Malaysian and Tamil as a.
According to him, there are no Malays or Chinese, but there are a few Tamils that have been studying in this college. I'm covering up his name. You can see his nationalities if you want. He's a Bangladeshi and his passport number.
Although he's a college student, Simon's story bears all the hallmarks of a trafficking victim.
আমি যখন এসএসসি পরীক্ষা দিলাম তো উনি বলল যে মালয়েশিয়াতে এরকম ফ্যাসিলিটি আছে আপনি পড়ালেখা করলে এখানে পড়ালেখা পাশাপাশি পার্ট টাইম জব করা যায় পরবর্তীতে দেখতে পেলাম যে আসলেই এখানে স্টুডেন্ট ভিসাতে আসা একদম পার্ট টাইম জব একেবারে নিষিদ্ধ কারণ স্টুডেন্টরা শুধু পড়ালেখা করবে এটাই হচ্ছে মালয়েশিয়ার একটা নিয়ম
But Simon had already paid his agent 260,000 takas equivalent to 3 years wages in Bangladesh
তার মধ্যে আমার ফ্যামিলি কিছু ক্যাশ টাকা ছিল এখানে আর কিছু টাকা আমার ফ্যামিলি ব্যাংক থেকে লোন নিয়েছে প্রত্যেক মাসে প্রায় 21,000 টাকা বাংলাদেশি টাকা 21,000 টাকা এখন আমাকে পরিশোধ করতে হয় ব্যাংকের মাধ্যমে
One lie was enough to ruin Simon's life. He is now working just to repay his debts.
বর্তমানে আমি 4 মাস যাবত একটা কনস্ট্রাকশন সাইডে ইলেকট্রিশিয়ানের কাজ করতেছি এবং এখানে কনস্ট্রাকশন সাইডে যে থাকার জায়গা থাকে এগুলোর জন্য পরিবেশটা খুবই খারাপ কারণ এগুলাতে একসাথে এতগুলা মানুষ বসবাস করার জন্য কখনোই এগুলাতে সম্ভব না এটা অবশ্যই বাংলাদেশের বস্তি কি বাংলাদেশের বস্তির যে ডাস্টবিনগুলো থাকে পাশে ওইগুলোর চেয়ে তো একটা খারাপ অবস্থার মধ্যে মানুষ কারণ 400 মানুষ একসাথে তিনটা টয়লেট বা একটা হাউজের মধ্যে গোসল করা কতটা কষ্টজনক সেটা সরাসরি এখানে না এসে এই পরিবেশে না থাকলে বুঝার কোনো উপায় নাই
Simon is one of countless Bangladeshi students who have been cheated. Bangladesh is usually known for exporting labor. Its large population is hungry for jobs. But as its economy matures, demand is shifting from jobs to education. Since 2000, enrollment in higher education has tripled and is forecasted to grow further. And just as human traffickers exploited job seekers, they are now exploiting students. By convincing these students to study in Malaysia, traffickers make huge profits. This is Farid. He paid around 15,000 ringgit for a student visa. But when he arrived, he was extorted for more money.
When I came to Malaysia, he takes my passport and other documents and admit to my college. 1 week later, I called him. Where is my passport? Does it ready? And he told me, if you want to pay for 650 ringgit. Then I told him, this is not part of our deal. He told me, yes, if you want to get back your passport, you must pay.
But even after paying for his passport, Farid could not study the course he wanted.
When I was thinking to come to Malaysia, I told my agent that he must give me that subject, computer science and engineering. When I get my approval letter from my college, then I saw they gives me culinary arts and that was diploma. And he told me, okay, don't worry. When you go there, you can change with talking with your principal or something like that.
The college refused to change his course. In fact, Farid found that the college was not interested in education at all.
I visit the full college. I didn't find any student. The teacher, lecturer, classroom have, but all are empty.
Malaysia is opening up its gates to the education. It has opened up lots of universities and colleges which are considered as visa colleges. They give certificate course and they don't even have a proper mode of education in those institutions because it's not an education center anymore, it's a business center. They ask these agents to bring in and they abuse the whole system.
To find out how these colleges operate, Rage went undercover.
That's it.
My base is in.
Okay.
I'm the person in charge for the international student in.
This is a representative of a local college. We met him posing as a factory manager who wanted to smuggle in migrant labor.
I bring around 8,000 Bangladeshi students myself. 8,000.
Since when?
Since 2013, November. Every institute, whenever they get approval, they are looking for money. So only the place to earn money, get easy and quick money is Bangladesh. Bring 200-300 students and your money come already there. Each college, each institute, they have a few hundred applications from Bangladesh. Wherever you have approval, those genuine institute, maybe they don't want to have at all different. But those they already started, they have a 500, minimum 500.
These colleges are clearly not interested in education.
How many students do you have now?
We have around 70, 80 students.
So few only. But you said like 7,000, 8,000?
Maybe some of them, they go back, some of them, they never come back to us, like they don't want to renew the visa at all, something like that.
So
they just disappear, you know?
And in the end, only 80 active students.
Yeah.
We convinced another agent to set up a meeting with a college marketing director.
The student is not coming to class. Immigration will ask us question, but transferring college, it can be a different thing. Then it's a new college, new setup, new application. Over there, it's clean. We can help you, like I'm helping his old students also.
When the rules need to be broken, the college turns a blind eye.
Two of them got no certificate, huh?
That one, he has to check. I assume that you don't discuss the certificate part with me. That one is between you and him. I know him, I take students from him, I want clean student. Okay? He make it clean the way he wants to make it clean. I assume that I never heard it.
We visited these colleges and found many to be ill-equipped to offer tertiary education.
Can I have the classes? I can. Thanks.
These colleges are profiting just by enrolling students without educating them. It's a recruitment system that exploits students. By definition, that's human trafficking.
Now, why do I call that traffic situation? Firstly, you have been misled, and that's fraud, and that's cheating, and that's deception. So if you really look at these elements, they are elements of human trafficking, and therefore, the students are placed in a traffic situation.
When approached for comment, the Ministry of Higher Education confirmed reports of cases of misrepresentation by recruitment agents abroad, but later responded strongly through its minister, Datuk Sri Idris Jusuf. He said that EMGS, the ministry's international student application platform, detected a surge in numbers of Bangladeshi students, and that action has been taken against 9 colleges in 2016 and 2017, leading to a drop in numbers. Only 1,100 Bangladeshi student visa applications have been approved this year, compared to 16,000 last year. The Immigration Department also acknowledges that the problem exists.
They come forward to immigration, we start taking their information or their complaints, we are going to start with our investigation, for sure. We are going hard against all the institution, be it the institution or even the agent.
But the thousands who have already been trafficked here have nowhere to turn to. Over 9 months, Rage spoke to dozens of these students. Almost all of them know of more victims.
এটুকু বলতে পারি যে আমার কলেজে প্রায় বাংলাদেশী স্টুডেন্ট 200 থেকে 250 স্টুডেন্ট এসেছে কিন্তু এর মধ্যে মাত্র আমি যতটুকু জানি আমার মাধ্যমে খবরে ওদের মাধ্যমে খবর এসেছে যে হয়তোবা 30 থেকে 35 জন সেকেন্ড ইয়ারের পড়াশোনা করার জন্য রেনুয়াল ভিসা জমা দিয়েছে এবং ভিসা লাগিয়েছে বাকি 15 জন কোথায় গিয়েছে ওরা কি করছে হয়তোবা কোনো ইমিগ্রেশন অফিসার হাতে ধরা খেয়ে ওরা জেল খেটতেছে বা দেশে চলে গেছে বা এখানে কাজ করতেছে তো ওদের সঠিক কোন তথ্য আমি জানি না ওদের লাইফটা হয়তো অনেক ডাউন চলে গেছে কারণ দেশ থেকে পড়ালেখা করে আসছিল ওদের বেশ থেকেও পিছিয়ে পড়ে গেছে এখানে আসার পরে পড়ালেখা করতে পারলো না অর্থনৈতিক দিক দিয়ে অনেক ক্ষতি হলো এগুলো পুষিয়ে উঠতে পারতেছে না এখন খুবই একটা দুরবস্থার মধ্যে আছে ওরা
Many of these students end up working to repay their debts. In Malaysia, that's a crime.
We are one of the suppliers for the other shop. We send our product to other's little shop. This is my job. Yeah.
Farid is working to recoup his losses. Both he and Simon came as college students, but are now illegal workers, saddled with huge debts, losing the best years of their lives.
I just came here for study, only for study. But when I came here, I disappointed. My dream was fall down. Before I came here, what I think is all broke, because almost 4 years has gone for my life, and this is a long gap for my study.
সবদিকে আমি আমার ব্যাচের কাছে ছোট হয়ে যাব, কারণ ওরা এখন HSC কমপ্লিট করে ফেলছে। আমি HSC ফার্স্ট ইয়ার পর্যন্ত কমপ্লিট করে মালয়েশিয়াতে আসছি। আমি যদি এখন চলে যাই তাহলে আমাকে আবার HSC থেকে শুরু করতে হবে। আমি 2 বছর গ্যাপ পড়ে গেলাম, তাহলে আমার লাইফ থেকে 2টা বছর বৃথায় চলে গেল।
I want to go back to my country, and I don't know if I continue my study or not. If I continue my study, it will be good for me. But if I cannot continue, so I don't know what to do.
ভাই অথবা ভাইও জানে না যে আমার স্টুডেন্ট ভিসা পাসপোর্ট টাসপোর্ট ওকে করার দেখার পরে ভাই বললো তো স্টুডেন্ট ভিসা।
I see that at least half of the people who are flying under student visa, they are not students.
A lot of these guys set out into the woods to stay at night because they are afraid of immigration raids.